He blames the tattoo for what happens next. He's not properly focused, and when Merlin drops the t-shirt in his hand, Arthur automatically leans down to grab it. That's when Merlin takes his chance. He pushes Arthur with enough force to knock him on his back, off balance from bending over, and then he wrenches the door open and runs out onto the landing. Arthur's back on his feet within a few seconds, anger at Merlin and irritation at himself warring within as he gives chase. Merlin's already halfway down the stairs, and Arthur pounds after him, reaching the curve in the banister just in time to see Merlin throwing himself at the door. But Arthur's no rookie, the key securely in his pocket. Merlin clearly realizes the futility because before Arthur makes it off the final step, he's running through the kitchen and to the big French doors. He shakes them desperately, but they won't give. Arthur stopped running now. He's close enough that he can just stride over and wrap both arms around Merlin's torso from behind, pulling him bodily away from the door.
"Now that," he says, putting his lips right up to Merlin's ear, "wasn't very clever."
Merlin bucks desperately.
"Get off me! Get fuck off me!"
Arthur ignores his struggles, manhandling him back to the basement door and then down the steps. Merlin thrashes all the way, but he's not strong enough to dislodge Arthur. Arthur's holding him so tightly he can feel Merlin's pulse thrumming through his body, the warmth of his bare skin. His wet hair smelled sharply of the grapefruit shampoo Arthur had left out. He drags Merlin all the way to the cell and opens it one-handed before shoving him inside. He follows him in, intent on handcuffing his hand back to the bed to indicate his disapproval. But Merlin shies away from his approach, hands coming up to protect his face, clearly expecting to be hit. It makes Arthur feel a little queasy, though he's not quite sure why. He probably should hit Merlin. Uther would. His father would say it was important to show Merlin who was the boss after doing something like that. That magicals only understand one thing, and that's the language of violence. His father's probably right, but Arthur can't do it. He's mad enough to tie Merlin up, even to leave him shivering without a t-shirt for a bit, but he doesn't want to hit a defenseless person. It doesn't sit well with him. He reaches out to take Merlin's arm instead, ignoring the pronounced flinch he receives in return, and walks him over to the bed, pushing him to sit down.
"Wrist," he says, and Merlin hesitates. "I am not in the mood,"
Arthur says dangerously, and Merlin sticks his wrist out and allows Arthur to cover to the bed frame. Merlin looks up apprehensively when he's done, like Arthur might have been waiting till he was secure to lay into him. It makes Arthur irrationally angry. What kind of person does Merlin think he is, that he'd beat up a restrained man? If he ever raises his fists to someone, it'll be in a fair fight. He's got his honor. He nearly says as much, and then he realizes Merlin has no cause to think anything like that about him. He's just a guy who asked him out on false pretenses and then kidnapped him. Nothing particularly honorable about that. He backs away instead, banging the cell door shut behind him in irritation. He's annoyed at Merlin for trying to get away and annoyed that he was afraid of Arthur afterwards, and most of all, he's annoyed that he's even bothered by either of those things. Merlin is a hostage. The relationship should be completely impersonal. He shouldn't have the slightest interest in how Merlin reacts to him. The day he cares what a magical thinks is the day he makes Uther a very disappointed father indeed. He goes upstairs and watches a couple of films, resolving to spend more time ignoring the man in the basement. When he comes back down with dinner, Merlin's wrapped the blanket around his bare chest, and he's shivering slightly. His hair is still damp, and Arthur realizes the cellar air is probably too cold to dry it. He hardens his heart. Hostages don't need to be comfortable.
"Dinner,"
he says curtly, letting himself in and placing the tray on the bed next to Merlin. Merlin drops the blanket and leans over to pick up the tray, but the angle's all wrong with his cuffed hand. The tray wobbles precariously, and Arthur steps forward, righting it before digging the key out of his pocket and uncuffing Merlin.
"I don't want to clean up any mess you make,"
he mutters defensively, lest Merlin think this was an act of kindness. But he can't really justify the fact that he goes upstairs to fetch Merlin a new t-shirt and grabs a hoodie while he's at it. He throws them in when he comes to collect the tray and deliberately doesn't catch Merlin's eye. He does retie his hands in front of him after Merlin's fully dressed, however. He's not prepared to be that forgiving. They don't talk for the rest of the night.
Will love me You are my desire. I set you free.